LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 13.
Stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long and I hang around like a bum. I think I'm going nowhere and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. It's the little things that get you. It's the little things that get you when you weren't paying attention. It's the little things that get you. It's the little things that get you. It's the little things that get you when you weren't paying attention. Trying to cut down on my caffeine consumption, so when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with the donuts. If I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have coffee when I'm talking on the phone. It usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. Back. It's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola. But then I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine. It starts by my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine. But it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day. So I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine. Except when I have to work late, when I have to work late, which I usually do. Addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long, and I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Hey, how you doing? Looking good. You been working out? Yeah, I can tell. Alright, see you later. I love to work, I love to roll, I love to play real hard. I love to steal little things from the grocery store, like a piece of bubble gum, or sometimes I just stick my thumb in a peach and leave it there. I love to work, I love to run, I love to water ski, snowboard, jet ski, skydive, parasail, hang glide, rollerblade, mountain bike, bungee jump. Well, I mean, I'd love to do these things if I ever had the time. I love to work, I love to work, I love to work out after work. I love to spend a little time with this one I'm seeing, except we never really get a ton of spend together, so we call each other up and we talk about work. But what I think I really love is to get up on myself on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean with just me and a book and a cellular phone and a personal computer in case something came up. And I'd eat and I'd drink and I'd run and I'd sleep and I wouldn't do nothing except swim all day. So, you know, my beeper doesn't work underwater. Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? And there's this kind of anemone that sticks in your foot and the poison goes up to your brain and you die. And sand, please! Sand, please! But actually, I think it'd be really relaxing. Just me by myself in the middle of the ocean. And that's what I really love to do more than anything else, except I probably hate it. Addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum. I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay. All right. That's Jim's Big Ego with Stress. But that was the week. This is the weekend now. This is time to relax.
Please slow it down. There's a secret magic password. You only notice when you're looking back at it. And all I wanna do is turn around. I'm going down to sleep on the bottom of the ocean, cause I couldn't let go from the water at the setting sun. Passing away. street, catching raindrops on your tongue. And for a minute it all stops, but it won't last, man, just a passing moment gone. Secret place that I know, I could dig a grave out and climb underground for good. And all I wanna do is turn around. I'm going down to sleep on the bottom of the ocean, 'cause I couldn't let go when the water hit the setting sun. Passing white daisies, taking turns. All those evenings on the back deck of our first apartment, they meant everything, but the wind just carried them off. And you can't go back now, just a passing moment gone. There's a secret magic past world that you only notice when you're looking back at it. All I wanna do is turn around. I'm going down to sleep on the bottom of the ocean, 'cause I couldn't let go when the water hit the setting sun. I couldn't let go of a passing moment gone.
Now, isn't that nice? That's Rocky Voltolato with White Daisy Passing. I really like that. That was nice and relaxing. Big change from Jim's Big Ego with Stress. I heard the Stress on the source code earlier this week, I think it was, and I thought it was a funny, funny song. So, anyway, I hope you're having a great weekend so far, and I hope you have learned how to kind of let go of the week and just kind of relax and look forward to tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow, Sunday, is a day of worship for you. But if not, this at least is a time that you can relax and you can listen to the LifeSpring podcast for other messages on times of worship, which I think are very important things to do in life. I tell you what, let's get on to the next song with The Critics. This is Do Not Destroy. Once I get rid of this, and here we go with The Critics. Do Not Destroy.
You fulfill
there's holes in the road that I know I'll drive right into. Like some drunken fool. My heart is steadfast, God, my heart is steady. My soul is awake tonight, but you. My heart is steadfast, God, my heart is steady. My soul is awake tonight, but you.
That's The Critics with Do Not Destroy. This is Kerry Crocker with Shine.
Yet like you.
Kerry Crocker with Shine. Kerry's from Texas. And, you know, that just kind of demonstrates, not that she's from Texas, but listening to her music, it demonstrates that MySpace is not always bad. She found me on MySpace and, you know, did a friend request. And that was a good thing because I've played now several of her songs and they're all good. And Kerry, it's good to play your music again, and thank you for being a friend. Now, she's also got her music over on the PodSafe Music Network. I encouraged her to do that, and she's got a few other spins from there as well. And let's see, Jim's Big Ego, PodSafe Music Network, Rocky Voltolano, same place. The Critics I found from Ron over at, let's see, Zip 71001 or something like that. Oh, Ron, sorry about that, Ron Stroop. I'll have links to all of these things, of course, on the show notes web pages. And speaking of getting referrals from somebody, this next group, you know, actually, I'm a leader here. At least I led Adam on this one. This next group up is 10th Hour Calling. And I was the first one to play 10th Hour Calling, as far as I know. This is You Alone.
There is only one who holds the key to the everlasting life. You are the answer. There is only one who can take your life and make everything just right. You are the answer. You are the answer. Turn them into wine. Oh. Wine. You alone deserve my praise, you alone deserve my all.
10th Hour Calling. Now, I did not mean to say that I was the first one in the world that played 10th Hour. What I meant was I think that I was the first one possibly in podcasting. I know that I was the first one in terms of me or Adam Curry's Daily Source Code. Speaking of Daily Source Code, I'm not encouraging you to go over there to listen to Friday's show, but oh, man. Adam and the character known as Madge Weinstein, I know him as Richard, are really in a bit of a fight, and a lot of just bad language. So I'm not encouraging you to go listen. But the only reason I mention it is because I was brought up, and the Lights Room podcast was brought up in the conversation. And I just want to say that I feel very blessed that the view that people in podcasting have of me, and hopefully as the view that they have of Jesus Christ through me, is I'm very thankful that it is one that, you know, they see me as being respectful and loving and not, you know, judgmental and things like that. And I talked earlier in the week on the Lifespring podcast about that. And all I want to say right now in relation to all that is, would you please continue to pray for Adam and add Richard Bluestein or Madge Weinstein. His real name is Richard Bluestein. Add him to your prayer list as well. Just a lot of strife going on right there. And enough said. Let's see. If you are listening to this podcast, and I hopefully you are enjoying the music as much as I am, it makes you say, we don't need no stinking transmitters. We don't need radios to hear some really good music. I listen to almost no music radio anymore. I listen, 90% of the time, 95% of the time, I'm listening to podcasts. About the only time I listen to the radio is in the morning when I'm getting ready. I turn the radio on in the bedroom and I listen to some talk radio. But when it comes to music, I get all my music on podcasts. And I was reading a survey earlier in the week that said that radio is losing audience to podcasting. It's showing up in the ratings. And the person, I forgot where I read this, but the person said that radio stations kind of have to get used to that idea, that the days of having a 40% share in any one market, those days are fast going away, and people are finding their entertainment other places. So this next song kind of goes along with that. This next song is by a fellow by the name of Jeff Smith, and Jeff Smith writes actually quite a bit of music for podcasts, and this one is one just that he wrote for, just for entertainment's sake. Listen to this.
Somebody told me you're in San Francisco. They said you're working in a box.
Yeah, a cubicle.
Somebody told me that you're not on top of the world. You're probably walking down the street with your earbuds jammed so deep in your ear.
Yeah, you're going deaf.
You probably found this little MP3 for free. Well, you can play this, but not so I could let it go. Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all? You should go and see them out in Cupertino. It's way cooler out there.
Yeah, I think so.
But maybe you just like it in your cozy little world. Well, you can play this, but not on the radio. I made this just so I can let it go. Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all? Maybe I'm just bitter. Save me from my hell, but maybe
Out in Wheeling, West Virginia, we can make it on our own,
and we're doing just fine.
I can't afford your record, but it's out of sight. Well, you can play this, but not on the radio. I made this, but not for the radio. Hey now, switch off your radio, off your radio.
Go Daddy's the source for domain names, you know, web hosting, and some fantastic tools for maximizing your internet presence, me bucko. Steve Webb has been a customer of GoDaddy for years, he has, and he's not made them walk the plank yet. And here be some good advice to ye. Use one of the LifeSpring discount codes when you buy from GoDaddy. For instance, when you buy more than 30 doubloons, dollars, for GoDaddy services, enter code LS2 and save $5. For all the codes, sail on by their show notes website at lifespringpodcast.com. Steve will be thanking you for the support.
Yes, I will. Thank you for your support. When you buy GoDaddy products, use one of those codes, LS1, LS2, or LS3. For more details on those codes, just go to the lifespringpodcast.com show notes pages. And you notice I said pages. You may have, if you subscribe to the LifeSpring All Shows feed, you got the first edition this week of LifeSpring Hymn Stories. You know, you talk about not hearing stuff on the radio. That is something that you would never hear on the radio, is the history, the stories behind the great hymns of the faith. I've been saying this week that, you know, so many times, today's churches don't play hymns, and we leave them behind, I think, at our peril. Well, maybe not peril, but we're losing something if we don't play, if we don't sing, if we don't know the, if we don't participate in singing hymns. They're so rich in content, in spiritual truth that, I really want to help bring people back around to listening and appreciating and singing hymns. So that's what that's all about. LifeSpring Hymn Stories. The first one came out earlier this week. And I encourage you, if you haven't heard it, to go to lifespringpodcast.com and click on the LifeSpring Hymn Stories icon on that page, where you will be able to avail yourself of the brand new addition to the LifeSpring family of podcasts. Now, as we go out of here, I want to play something, since we're talking about hymns, that is a hymn, but is probably unlike any time you have ever heard this one before. This is Leon Siu and Kavika Kahaipo playing Maikai. I hope I said that right. You'll probably recognize the tune once it gets going. Slack key guitar. I love Hawaiian slack key. This is from Slack Key Praise. Have a great weekend, everybody. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.